The following is audio from Fellowship Community Church in Centennial, Colorado. If you would like more resources or want to support this ministry, please visit www.fcchurch.org.
Recently, our change of theme became visible as we've been talking about transformation. Just a word about this. Romans 12, 1 and 2 is the text that Jeff and David were sharing with you. And I wanted to share something really simple. I mean, this is so simple. I almost apologize. But then again, I learned simple things and it helps me. How can I remember Romans 12, 1 and 2? Well, every morning when I wake up, I can remember this. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Get up out of bed. Like, if you're going to be a living sacrifice, you can't stay in bed all day. You understand? You need to get up out of bed. And what a simple concept. But really, if I dedicate my day to the Lord, I'm going to have to get up so I can be a living sacrifice. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How am I going to do that? I'm going to read God's word. I'm going to get into his word. I'm going to say, Lord, right early in the morning, I want to get into your word. And I want to read truth and love. And I want to read this book like it's a love letter from you, because that's really what it is. So I get up, I offer my body, then I'm going to renew my mind. And then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So I'll pray, Lord, let me walk in your will today. Show me the path for today. And while you're doing that, just remember that God has this pattern of interrupting your schedule. And they are divine appointments. Sometimes the most significant things that happen in a day, you never thought were going to happen. And you had an opportunity. And I just think this is a great outline. And it'll help us to be transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. So this is a great theme. We're looking forward to it. But today we're here to celebrate what God did in this last year. Outside of our door here, we have what is called an Ebenezer stone. Have you ever seen it? You seen it out there? Yeah. And Ebenezer meant, to this point, the Lord has helped us. Isn't that beautiful? Up until this very day, all glory to you, Lord, you've helped us. And that's what we're celebrating today, what God has helped us with. Now, I have a... All right. Okay, so we're here to celebrate. All right. That's what we're going to do today. And I wanted to remind you of this verse as we celebrate. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. His grace to me was not without effect. Paul's speaking, I worked harder than all of them, meaning the other apostles, which is interesting. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. It's all due to his grace. So I ran across this quote that John Newton wrote. He preached this in a sermon. And since he's known for the hymn Amazing Grace, it's not surprising that he was talking about grace. And just look at this outline of his words. By the grace of God, I am what I am. I'm not what I ought to be. Ah, how imperfect and deficient. Every one of us can say amen to that. Not what I might be, considering my privileges and opportunities. Now what I wish, not what I wish to be. God who knows my heart knows I wish to be like him. Not what I hope to be, ere long to drop this clay tabernacle to be like him and see him as he is. Not what I once was, a child of sin, enslaved to the devil. You might know that he was a slave trader before he came to faith in Jesus Christ. And finally, though not all these, not what I ought to be, not what I might be, not what I wish or hope to be, not what I once was, I think I can truly say with the apostle, by the grace of God, I am what I am. What a great quote. What a great truth for us individually, but for us as a church as well. It's all due to his amazing grace, his grace, which is all sufficient, never short, never lacking, always sufficient. Hallelujah. Last year, we chose these verses in Philippians. I thank my God every time I remember you. And when I was reading this again, I thought, yeah, that includes Lydia, the woman in Philippi who was very wealthy and came and interrupted the prayer meeting. And then God opened her heart and she put her trust in Jesus. And it includes the jailer in Philippi. You remember him and his family who had arrested and flogged Paul and Silas, and then God intervened, and he says, what must I do to be saved? And he heard the truth, and he believed the truth. So when Paul's remembering people in Philippi, it included Lydia and a jailer. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. So that word partnership was the word that we concentrated on. And it is in Greek the word koinonia, which some of you have heard of. It's a very rich word. It appears about 19 times in the New Testament. It's what we share in common. What we share in common. Now, we could think out loud for a moment. What do we share in common with all the other human beings on the earth? A lot of stuff. Think about it. We have a body. We pay bills. We get sick. We have fun times. We have some sad times. We share a lot in common with everybody in the world. But there are some things that we share because of Jesus. And that's the unique fellowship of brothers and sisters in Christ. I was watching an interview of one of my favorite golfers. His name is Bernhard Langer. He's a German guy who started his pro career when he was just a teenager. When he told his parents that he was going to become a pro golfer, they said, "What's that?" His counselor said, "Maybe you ought to prepare for something else." "No, no, this is what I'm going to do." So when he won his first Masters, down there in Georgia, it's a major tournament. He won the Masters. And he tells the story that he'd just gotten married to a beautiful woman. He won the Masters, and he went to his hotel room, and he's sitting in his hotel room, and he said, "In all this celebration, I should have been like on top of the world, but I had this emptiness inside of me. And all that success and all that joy, even of a wonderful new wife, didn't satisfy that emptiness." And it was just a very short time after that that he was in a Bible study with some other pro golfers, and he put his trust in Jesus Christ. And he has walked consistently with Christ. It's just a wonderful, wonderful testimony. So let's for a moment think about what are some of the things we share in common as believers, as fellow followers of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's just yell them out. Go ahead, come on. Freedom in Christ. Saved by grace. Salvation. What? Faith. Yeah, amen. Peace. Indwelling Holy Spirit. See, the theologian among us knew that's what I was looking for. No. But that's so insignificant, isn't it? I mean, the Holy Spirit lives in every one of us. You don't get just a little and I get more. No. He's in us. Wow. You got anything else? Hope. Love. Community. Oh, thank you. Another theologian, thank you very much. Because it isn't just that God indwells me. I have brothers and sisters. I get people who actually think the way I do. Not always exactly the same. If on some point you think differently, God will make that plain to you. But honestly, it is such a blessing to gather together with other people of like precious faith. And that's said by Peter. You know, it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing to have brothers and sisters. I love you. Christ. I'm not ashamed to say that. We should never be ashamed to tell another believer we love them. What a blessing, the love that God gave us. Not just so we selfishly can enjoy it, but so that we can share it with others. And listen, if you can't do it with the brothers and sisters, how are you ever going to do it with those who don't yet know Jesus, right? So practice when we come together. You know, one of the greatest blessings I see routinely in this house is people praying with each other. Out in the lobby, out in the parking lot. And sometimes we gather together purposely to pray. You know, we have a review. We talked about partnership. There's some things that don't make the cut, like funeral services, memorial services, when we remember one who went on before us. And as difficult as they can be, there's also soothing and comfort. We're going to see them again. We're going to be together again because of the hope we have in Jesus Christ and our faith in Him. There's so much that we do indeed share in common with one another. Now, recently, a friend of mine on Facebook, oh, by the way, I'm the only one on Facebook. Like, if you ever get a message on Facebook, it came from me, okay? My wife doesn't look at Facebook. She doesn't know what it is. She actually knows what it is, but so when you write back and say, thank you, Betsy, it's just a little instruction, right? Well, anyway, I wrote to a friend. It was her birthday, and this woman has been in our church many times, although she doesn't attend here. She is a fellow believer. And I'm not going to mention her name, but many of you would know her. And she wrote back, thank you for the happy birthday. Please keep posting pictures of all the brothers and sisters at Fellowship. And then she says, they are amazing people. And I agree. I totally agree. We're not perfect, but we're amazing. And what a blessing it is to be able to share life together with people who love Jesus, who want to be instructed by His Word, who want to really have fellowship together, and yes, are committed to sharing the good news. Now, I have one last verse I wanted you to see. And this is an interesting context. We don't have time to dwell on this too long today because things are short today. We all want to go out there and eat, I know. But Romans 11, a very interesting chapter where Paul is talking about the fact that the Jewish people, they rejected the gospel, and he had this happen in almost every city he went to, and then the Gentiles came in, and he's picturing this. By the way, this might be news to you, but Jesus wasn't a Christian. Did you know that? He's Jewish, and he's a Messiah from Jewish lineage. And Paul's wrestling with this, and he says, you know, the Jews rejected it, but what that did was it opened the door for the Gentiles, and they came in. So he says, if some of the branches have been broken off, meaning the Jews, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root, do not consider yourself to be superior to those other branches. If you do, consider this. You do not support the root, but the root supports you. Now, just a couple observations from that verse. We're all wild branches. Now, honestly, some of us are more wild than others, but we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And we all realized, I need a Savior. And in Christ, we found the Savior who not only forgave us, but promises to bless us through this life until He calls us home. We've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're all wild branches. But we all share the sap, the nourishing sap. I love that translation. Picture that. It's the Holy Spirit and His truth and His love working in us, and every one of us shares this sap with one another. God doesn't have any favorites. We're all His favorites. Max Lucado said if he put a picture on his refrigerator, we'd all be there. Yeah, he loves us. And we're sharing in that nourishing sap. So we support each other. And the life that we have in Christ flows in us, to us, through us. What an incredible blessing. Brothers and sisters, we are better together. We really are. And let's remember that. As we celebrate today and we think of some things, we got more to celebrate today. Don't forget, we're better together. It is so good to see the house full today. That's why we do one service every once in a while. And we were so nervous, we didn't let the kids in. I really wanted to let the kids in because they're as much a part of this body as the adults.
You've been listening to audio from Fellowship Community Church in Centennial, Colorado. If you'd like more resources or want to support this ministry, please visit www.fcchurch.org.